Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Mem Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah, Hamafkid. Hamafkid Mois Etzel HaShulchani, Im Suin, Leishtamish Bahen, Lefichim Avdoi, Enoi Chayev Bachu Yisam. If a person deposited money with a money changer, if it's wrapped up, he may not use it, and therefore, if he lost it, he would not be responsible. If the money was loose, he may use it, and therefore, if he lost it, he is responsible. If it was deposited with a regular person, either way, he may not use it. According to Bimea, a shopkeeper is like a regular person. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's like a money changer. And the Gemara teaches us, Rufuna Amar, Rabbi Yirmiya, boy, Matsuim Bachoisim, Oitsuim Shle Bachoisim. Rufuna, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, said, when the Mishnah taught that they were wrapped up, did he mean wrapped up with a seal or without a seal? Im Tema Bachoisim, Shle Bachoisim Mutter. Im Tema Shle Bachoisim, Koshikim Bachoisim. If you say it was wrapped up with a seal, then without a seal will be permitted to use. If you say it was without a seal, then certainly it will be prohibited if it was with a seal. However, the Gemara doesn't answer this question. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Hashalech Yad Bepikadoin. If one used a deposit that was left with him, Beishame Oimim Yelake Bechase V'yeser, Rebisil Oimim Keshas Hidzaa, Rebikiva Oimim Keshas Hativiyya. Beisham, I say, he has to pay the higher value whether it went up or down in price. Beisil will say he has to pay according to the time when he used it. And Rebikiva says that it's according to the time when the claim was made against him. The one who planned, meaning he informed Adam that he planned on using a deposit, then Beisham Mechayvin, or Beisil Oimim Chayev at Sheasa Sheyishlach Yad. Beishamai says he's already liable, whereas Beis Hillel says he's not liable until he actually starts to use it. Kate said, and how is this? Hitte es achavis, v'natum emena revius, v'nishbura, ein mashalim el revius, higbir v'natum emena revius, v'nishbura, mashalim es hakol. If he tipped the barrel and took a revius of it, and then the barrel broke, he only needs to pay for the revius. If he lifted it and took a revius and it broke, then he has to pay in full. And the Gemara says, Kini Masnisa Keshas Tvi Osai Bebeistin. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was referring to the time of the claim in court, not the claim that the owner made privately to the Shomer. Rabbi Yirmiya Meshem Rav, Halacha Rabbi Kiva, Afila Beis Hillel Chalukin Allah. Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rav, says the Halacha follows Rabbi Kiva, even though we find that Beis Hillel disagree with him. Rabun Barchia Masa Hava Vahira Rabbi Kurabi Akiva. Rabun Barchia says there was once actually a case, and Rabbi ruled like Rabbi Akiva. Am Rav Hoshea, B'she'en Edim, Aval Im Yesh Edim, Kol Amar Moidi, Al Hador, Rabbi Akiva. Rav Hoshea tells us this is true when there are no witnesses to the value of the deposit at the time when he used it. But if there are witnesses, all agree to Rabbi Akiva. Asa Uvda, Koyme Rabbi Nasa, Vahoyri, Rabbi Akiva. A case came before Rabbi Nasa, and he ruled like Rabbi Akiva. Umay Taimer de Beishamai, Al Kodav Pesha. What is Beishamai's source that he pays the higher price? The reason is that the Pasuk says, in Shmois Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Tes, in every matter of guilt. Ma'am Makayim Beis Hillel Al Kodav Pesha. So how did Beis Hillel understand that Pasuk? Yochol Einli Elahu V'chule. The answer is, I only know about him, but what about his slave or his messenger? That means that if he told them to use the deposit, he would also be liable. And the Pasuk teaches, in every matter of guilt, even if he told his slave or his messenger, he would also be liable in this case, because it covers all types of cases of guilt. Now, at this point in the Gemara, we find a note here by Rav Menachem de Luzano telling us that there's actually a section of Gemara missing, and he reinserts this Gemara from the Yerushalmi Maseches Shavuos, Dapim Mem Alef Mem Beis to Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we're going to be learning that now for the rest of this page. What's Beishamai's source? The Pasuk says, again in Shmois, Perkhov Beis, Pasuk Ches, for every item of liability, instead of for every liability. So how did Beis Hillel learn this Pasuk? And we answer, it's written to include a case of when he used it through a messenger. Now, Rabbi Yosi Bachanina boy, Ma'at amres litol notel. Rabbi Yosi Bachanina asked the question. The end of the Mishnah taught that if he lifted it and took a revius and it broke, he has to pay in full. Is the correct text of the Mishnah to take or and took? Means, did he intend to take the wine and that's enough to be considered using it, or does he actually need to take some of the wine? The answer is from Rabbi Oisha's Braisa, if it broke or became vinegar, he has to pay for it in full. The question on the Braisa is, did it not become vinegar because it was moved around, which is the nature of wine? And we can prove from here that even moving it around is considered using it, as the two cases of breaking and becoming vinegar are stated together, indicating that they are comparable, and therefore the correct text of the Mishnah should be even to take. If he hadn't taken it yet, he just was about to take it, and he was moving it to take it, that would still make him liable. Reb Shmuel, Reb Abba, b'shem Reb Elazar, Reb Shmuel and Reb Abba, quoting Reb Elazar, said, Shlichas yad shenema, the liability of an unpaid watchman who used the deposit only applies when he actually reduced it. Reb Shmuel by claiming Rabbi Abba'ol. So Reb Shmuel asked a question to Rabbi Abba'ol, Ma'ad am eschisa or yafil loichisa? And he asked him, is it only if he reduced it or even if he didn't reduce it? Means, do you agree with this teaching that we just had from Reb Elazar that you quoted? Amalei Rabbi Abba said to him, V'loi ha, he she'olted Rabbi Yosi b'chanina, litol notel, in tema litol, afil loy chisa, v'in tema notel, ad sha shi'chsa. Wasn't this not the question of Rabbi Yosi b'chanina? Means, just as he was unsure, we're also unsure about this. And here's another difference. In tema litol, hechzira, b'mokoyim, l'mokoyima, b'lemokom ache, potter. V'in tema notel, hechzira, l'mokoyima, potter, l'mokom ache, chayev. If you say he's liable, even if he lifted it to take from it, if he returned it to its place or to another place, then he would be potter. However, if he's only liable if he actually took it, then only if he returned it to its place is he potter, but to a different place, he would be liable. We have both b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ne'emah shmira b'shem echinam, b'ne'emah shmira b'shem esachal. Rabbi Abba'ol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, the Torah mentions guarding about an unpaid watchman and also about a paid watchman. However, the guarding of each of them is actually different. Shmira shenema b'shem echinam, ken tshishime kol socho yipata, shmira shenema b'shem esachal, afile kifo yichoyma shel balzel. As for the guarding that's required by an unpaid watchman, if he guarded it properly, he would be exempt. However, even if a paid watchman surrounded it with an iron wall, it's not considered to be guarded unless he himself stands there guarding it. And the text has changed a little bit. The next few lines we're quoting from the text of the Rosh here. In royin oisai, im hayasham im yochal adzil chayev, v'im lav potter, ele oimim ilo hayasham haya yochal lahadzil. We don't say that if he had been there, he could have saved it, and therefore he would be liable. But if he could not, he is exempt. Rather, we say that if he would have been there, we assume that he could have saved it, and therefore he's always going to be liable. Reb Elazar, b'shem Reb Oisha, ne'emah shlichas yad b'shem echinam, ve'ne'emah shlichas yad b'shem esachar, v'lo damya shlichas yad she'ne'emah b'shem echinam, l'shlichas yad she'ne'emah b'shem esachar. Reb Elazar, quoting Reb Oisha, says, the Torah says using about an unpaid watchman, and also about a paid watchman. However, they are actually different. Shlichas yad shenema b'shem echinam ein echayev ad shah sheyimshich. Shlichas yad shenema b'shem esachar ken sheniach makolav etal mila alav chayev. Concerning the using of an unpaid watchman, he would only be liable when he actually pulls the animal. But for the paid watchman, once he puts his staff and bag upon the animal, he is already going to be liable. Shama Rabbi Yosi ben Nurai va'ama ani eini mekabel alai et amid hazu ela achazu v'achazu ein lechayev ela ad sheyimshoich. Rabbi Yosi ben Nurai disagrees. He says, I don't accept that there is a difference between them. Rather, for both of them, he's only going to be liable when he actually pulls them. Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Elazar v'tan Rabbi Oisha kach. Rabbi Ami quoting Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Oisha's Braisa also says this. Lo yom shlichas yad b'shem echinam she'ein esorech ha'yisi lamad min oisa sochar. Ma'im oisa sochar she'chmira b'y teira ein echav ad sha'af she'yimshoich she'em echinam she'kila b'y teira ein odin shalai yechayev ad sha'af she'yimshoich le'ezid aranem ha'shlichas yad b'shem echinam she'ein sorech lahachme al oisa sochar ken she'niach makalav etamila olav chayev. Now the Torah doesn't need to mention the word using about an unpaid watchman, because I could have learnt it from a paid watchman, because if the Torah is stringent with a paid watchman but he is not liable until he pulls it, then an unpaid watchman about whom the Torah is lenient, then certainly he shouldn't be liable until he pulled it. Now, if that's the case, why did the Torah mention using about an unpaid watchman? It must be to actually be stringent with a paid watchman and teach that he's liable as soon as he puts his staff and bag on the animal. Amalei Rabbi Yosi says to Rabbi Ami, Im oime at kein, nimpis lamad kal mechomo lahachme alav. If you say this means to learn an unpaid watchman from a paid watchman, then you're going to be applying a stringency from a stringent case to a lenient case. The Yachal Meimalei, because you could ask, Ma im noifes sachar shechmir by Torah ene chayv ad sheyemshech shemechinam shekila by Torah afilu moshach yei potter. If the Torah was stringent concerning a paid watchman, but until he pulled it he would be potter, then for an unpaid watchman about whom the Torah is lenient, even when he pulled it he should be potter. The Gemara answers, Elakini lo yemashlichus yad shenema b'shemech sachar shein sarech ha'isilamad m'shemechinam. Rather, the Baisa should teach as follows. The Torah doesn't need to mention using about a paid watchman because it could have been learnt from the unpaid watchman through a Kal V'Chomer. Ma im shemechinam shekila ba Torah ein chayav ad sheyimshoich noisesacha shechmir ba Torah kem shemoshach chayav. If an unpaid watchman about whom the Torah was lenient is only going to be liable when he pulled it, then a paid watchman about whom the Torah is stringent will certainly be liable after he pulled it. Le'ezer dor nema shlichas yad b'noisesacha If so, why was it written this way? To be stringent with a paid watchman, that he will be liable as soon as he puts his staff and bag on the back of the animal. And that's the end of the quote from the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos, Hadnolach Perek HaMafkid.